From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump today thanked the President of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, for hosting world leaders at the annual ASEAN summit. Mr. Trump spoke as they gathered in Manila.
We gather today at a time of great promise and great challenge. I speak to you on behalf of 350 million Americans with a message of friendship and partnership. I'm here to advance peace, to promote security, and to work with you to achieve a truly free and open Indo-Pacific, where we are proud and we have sovereign nations and we thrive and everybody wants to prosper.
President Trump ignored questions about human rights abuses when he met one-on-one with President Duterte on the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting. Mr. Duterte has come under fierce criticism from human rights groups for the drug war, which has taken at least 4,000 lives. Powerful earthquake has struck near Iraq's border with Iran. Paul Caruso is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was magnitude 7.3. Very strong quake northeast of Baghdad.
More than 300 people so far reported dead, hundreds injured. More deaths expected. There also has been an earthquake in Costa Rica, struck off the coast near the capital, San Jose. That happened late Sunday. So far, no reports of damages or fatalities. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who announced his surprise resignation November 4th in Riyadh, said he plans to return to his country from Saudi Arabia within days. He warned the country was at risk of sanctions over Iran-backed Hezbollah's meddling in conflicts such as Yemen. This is VOA News.